0TR. How you doing, Joe?
Just wanted to let you know that tuner's working really, really nice. Really like it.
Hear the sweeper in the background, the wife sweeping. I'm upstairs right now. Well, that's great. It should. It was just factory calibrated, and I'm glad you're happy with it, Joe. It was sure nice to meet you yesterday.
Enjoyed it. Got a lot of things in common, so maybe we'll start hanging out every once in a while.
Plan. shoot. Well, they're starting to cut down trees in that over behind me. It's quite a ways off yet, so I hope they don't get too close over here. They're supposed to build one, two, or three homes back there. Some guy bought 27 acres.
Sort of hate when that happens.
We'll see how it works out. I don't think it's going to be a problem here, but we'll just have to wait and see. Bernice is making lots of noise, Joe. What do you plan on today? And then I'll let you go.
Got to find some groceries, and after that, I have nothing planned at all, hardly. So, yeah, that's fine. Now we can chit-chat a little bit later.
Got it off for a moment. She's downstairs, but right by the stairway there. Well, you're a little bit close to your microphone, I think. A little over deviation or modulation, whatever you care to call it. But other than that, you got a pretty good signal in here today. Where are you located?
Real old Kenwood radio that I had to modify and put a PO circuit in it. And the microphone probably had a real bad, so it, impedance-wise, it might be a little bit different than what they had intended, but yeah, I'll try and back off a little bit and see how that sounds.
It works a little bit better because you're really strong, but I just wanted to let you know. And it's not a problem. I can understand everything you're saying. Well, it looks like it's getting a little dreary out and going to be that way for the weekend. So, even though it's a little bit early, I better go out and check for aches here in a little bit. See what they've done for the day and if they need any water or feed. Get that over with, because I'm not particularly wild about singing in the rain. Watch it, Wyatt.
Those eggs, too. Excellent. Tasted great. Okay, Tom, I won't keep you. I'm going to duck out of here in a few minutes, and maybe I'll give you a shout later. Until then, N0TR from KK4JD.
Okie doke, Joe. I'm glad you're happy with that, and I knew you would be. That's a good one, and it was a very good price. I've decided I think I'll just keep the other one just for a spare in case something happens to one. I'll have one on hand. I'd forgotten about having it on. I thought maybe Gary'd taken it off, but that's great. Made somebody happy, and there's no use just sitting there. Take care, Joe. KK4JD and 0TR. Now, I think I heard that smart aleck Wyatt in there. Are you there, Wyatt?
Morning, Alex. Just, you know, sarcasm. KK4CTD Mobile.
It's scratchy today, Wyatt. How you doing, bud?
I'm just about to forget.
But you're about maybe 50% in there and 50% out. Turn your power up, put a little fire in the wire.
If I move forward 3 inches.
What?
I'm putting 50 watts out in my Kenwood.
That one was all right, Wyatt. I don't mean to be picking on you. I just wanted to let you know what your signal was. It was pretty scratchy there for a while, a little bit now, but you're full quieting as far as your audio goes. There's no joy on that one. You working today?
That turns towards the target, and, you know, it blocks everything to the north, so I should be back in there full.
Yeah, when you get close to those buildings, it definitely does that. Oh, I was just looking at the sunspot numbers here on the ARRL website. increased from 71 to 142, and so that's good. I'm glad to see that coming back a little bit.
See the sun out here.
You're pretty bad, Wyatt. I don't mean you, I mean your signal. And in that area around Pleasantburg Drive.
That mountain, I'm over by the Taco Bell.
What'd you say, the Taco Bell?
I'm there.
Copy on that last one. It's unusual, but maybe it's just propagation wide. It's just not very good signal today. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. That's one. That last transmission, I got that one.
You know, at St. Mark's and Wade Hampton coming up the hill. So there's a little bit of issue there. I could have a bad feed line from the radio to the antenna too. I've been meaning to check though, and I haven't had time, dang it.
No, I never had a problem there by St. Mark's. It's usually further to the west.
When it starts hitting the Walmart in Taylor's, that's usually about the time it starts not functioning well.
Well, I don't have a problem in that area, to my knowledge. Nobody's ever mentioned it. Now, I talked to KB4CBA Dave at times, and he's on west of Walmart and then to the south some, and he gets in some sketchy places there.
I can hear just fine, because I heard you and Rusty talking after I cleared yesterday. But I know I'm real strict trying to get back to the receiver there. So probably something on my end. Probably that mean one. Probably got water in it.
You got a lot of popcorn in your signal, Wyatt, and that's rather unusual.
I'd say, you know, I'll have free time this weekend to look at that, but it's also supposed to rain all weekend, so I don't have anywhere to dry to work on fishing a new feed line through.
You just have to revert back to analog, because your GMRS and all that's being jammed, I think.
Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Played with those when we was kids. They worked pretty good.
Only but true. I remember doing that at least once or twice.
I don't know if they still use those on board Navy ships or not, but they had voice activation on those pipes that they talked through on there. I never did use one of them, but it wasn't electronic, put it that way.
I think they finally got rid of the vacuum tubes.
Do you ever see any of those miniature ones they used in the handy talkies and that? Man, oh man, those things are really compact.
Never saw anybody that actually had enough money to buy one. Unless it was military, nobody had it. I've seen a couple of military quarterbacks that had them.
Well, I better identify with the man on the mountain there, N0TR with KJ4CTD. They said that they were in those. I don't know, but they were power-eating and, you know, were heavy, big batteries and whatnot. But the smallest tubes I ever had to mess with was in the DC drives for DC motors. And then there were some huge ones in there, too, that handled like 2 amps for the field supply and that. But, and the armature excitation. But it, the Nixie tubes were the really oddest ones we ever had. And they were in a machine, a three-axis machine tool. And they were numbers inside of the vacuum tube, what?
Got some of those, and later they showed up in the aviation radios, and they're real tiny and with little numbers in them, which is kind of cool.
They were very reliable. I don't ever remember hardly ever having to change one, unless you lost a heater or something, you know.
And Jeeps were great, because as long as they worked solidly. None of this, you know, brownout kind of situation on them. But, you know, I was thinking the other day how much less power is required to put power out onto the antenna. And it's gone down significantly. I mean, you used to have massive watts.
Yeah, I had a lot of mercury tubes in the DC drives when I first started working at this large machine shop. And there was a boss, they made me give the night boss keys to my cabinets in my electric shop. And I said, okay, I'll do it, but I'll not take any responsibility for anything stolen or ruined out of those cabinets. Well, lo and behold, one night they called me in at 10:30 at night to work on a 96-inch boring mill. And I went in there and I determined that the field tubes were out on the DC motor. And I went over and got them. And the machinist sneaked around and come in the electric shop from the other way. He said, Tom, he said, Joe already put those in there, in the drive, and hooked them up. And he says, they just glowed real bright. And then nothing else happened. So he wrapped them back up in the bubble wrap, put them back in the, oh, they were 18 inches tall, the boxes. Put them in the bubble wrap, put them back in my cabinet, and then they called me out. He told me that, and I said, well, did he leave the anodes, you know, the 600 volts off the anodes for 30 minutes before he tried to start them? He says, oh, no, he didn't do anything. He just stuck them in there and put the caps on them and let them go. He had a friendly chat with the boss the next morning because that was the only four tubes I had, and that machine was down for days until we got the new vacuum tubes in, Wyatt. Spot there. But yeah, there was $400 worth of tubes, and they were kaput, because if you didn't ionize the mercury before you put the high voltage on the second anode, you know, on the caps, they just glow real bright and short out and burn up. Anyways, Wyatt, I don't know where you're at, but you're not getting in again. This is N0TR.
Hey, can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, I have actually designated, this is the area where I usually clip the corner of the parasound chain. I'm going to clear out the kidney for 60 days. Go on, yours.
Good morning, Wyatt. Now I got to get busy, too. KJ4 CTD and 0GR73.